Hola, ¿cómo estás? Es muy feliz porque I think I butchered that, but estoy de vacaciones. Y'all, I am in Mexico and I feel amazing. Today is a good day for a good day. I'm about to come back to the US with a tan. Just really rejuvenated, full of melanin, y'all. I needed a trip so bad, and I'm just happy that the timing and everything worked out for me to be able to get off of work and go to Mexico. Yeah, and you know what? I've been seeing a lot of people, and now I'm about to be on my soapbox. I've been seeing a lot of people shame others for traveling out of the borders, but you know what? As long as you are safe and cautious, I think you should do whatever you want to do. And do what makes you happy. Like I said, I really needed this trip. I needed to get away. I needed a change of scenery. And here we are in Mexico recording this podcast because what my 2021 goal was to be consistent in what it is that I do. And so I made that commitment to myself. And here we are, episode 4. We are talking today about the things I learned while launching this podcast. Now, I just want to let you know that I was very stressed when I not decided to come up, decided to do a podcast, but when I realized all that had gone, that was necessary to go into it. And now looking back on it, a lot of it was really my own perfectionist mentality and me causing a lot of that stress on myself. But there are things that I really wish that I knew before doing this podcast because a lot of my processes and just the process would have been a lot smoother. So I'm going to share some of the things I learned today, and I hope that it's helpful, and we're just going to jump right into it. One of the things that I realized launching this podcast is that podcasting is all about strategy. Now, what is a strategy? It's a plan of action or policy designed to achieve a major or overall aim. You have to really think about the goal you want to achieve when it comes to creating a podcast. Like, what is your vision? How many listeners do you want to have? What type of impact do you want to make? How much money do you want to generate from it? You have to really sit down and outline what your goal is for this thing so that you can begin to create tangible outlines and processes around that overall vision. Now, one of my favorite scriptures that I always reference is Proverbs 29:18, which says, "Where there is no vision, people perish." Like, think about it as if it were a business. You would not, and I mean, I hope you wouldn't, start a business without creating some type of plan for it. Like, you have to have a plan and outline to work back from. Like, you don't want to just be shooting darts without any sort of target. What is your goal for your podcast? You have to do podcasting again the same way you think of business. Write out your goals and plan out how you want to achieve them. Now, next, identify the problem that you want to solve. How are people benefiting from listening to this podcast? What are you giving them? Is it entertainment? Well, why is that entertainment necessary? Like, why is that form of content necessary? Is it business tips? Well, why is it important for people to receive those types of tips? Now, one thing that my pastor said, and you know, shout out to Pastor Stephanie at the Potter's House of One LA, who said that every problem that exists on the earth, God created a person to be the answer. So what problem are you answering? Really sit with that. Like, how can I make this world better as a result of this podcast or business that I started? And now that I'm, you know, really getting into this, a lot of these tips can be applied to your overall business. So definitely make sure you utilize them as well. You know, I'll be very candid. One of the issues that I saw in new business owners or just people who decided to work in purpose was lack of accountability. And I know we all see it and we all experience this. We'll start something and we're all excited about it in the beginning. We're consistent for maybe about a month or two. But then after that, we begin to fall off and things begin to trickle down. And now it's just like, okay, well, what's next? What happened to that thing? There are people who needed that thing that you were producing, but you decided to stop. And I think it's because people don't have, one, accountability to themselves, but then two, I think it's super important to have, you know, coaches or people in your corner who are holding you accountable to your goals and giving you certain deadlines and giving you a strategy and action items to really achieve what it is that you set forth to achieve. And that's really why I created the accountability partner. My friend, my close circle always tells me that I'm very intense when it comes to how I handle people, when it comes to like their visions and their dreams. And so I was like, okay, you know, this is something that I'm sure wouldn't only be or would not only be beneficial to these people, but I think I should begin to talk about it more on a larger platform so that I can reach more people in this. And then God confirmed it. And what? Here we are. And two, you have to really think about your audience. And I didn't put this in my notes, but really think about who your audience is. Like, what? Who is your podcast tailored towards? Who would find whatever information or content you're providing useful? Think about that, because then that'll be able to give you some type of insight into, one, how, not only what your problem is that you're solving, but how to go about solving it. Three, and this is probably like one of my favorites, which is be authentic. Y'all, there are so many people who do podcasts who sound similar. Like, identify what makes you different and hone in on that. Nobody wants to listen to the same thing over and over. Like, what is your it factor? In marketing, I know they call it like your POD or your point of difference. Identify what makes you stand out. Don't be like everyone else. Yes, like I said, there are people who are in your field. Like, it's inevitable and may do things the same way that you do, but people want you. People want the truest, most authentic version of you. People want your perspective. Do not cower down and produce a counterfeit version of yourself, trying to just be like everyone else, thinking that just because that's the way they did something, it's going to work for you. No. Hone in on what makes you different. The world wants you, and believe it or not, people can smell when someone is being disingenuous or inauthentic. So really, really, really be authentic. Identify your point of difference, identify your it factor, and hone in on that thing. Are you funny? You know, tell a joke or something in the podcast. Do you are you, you know, an avid book reader? You know, talk about some of the books that you have going on. Are you, you know, a little quirky, or you're like a little nerd, and share some fun facts? Whatever it is, be authentic to yourself. Like, y'all hear it in my tone and how I communicate. Like, while I am, you know, very professional and I know how to code switch, I'm talking to you like I would talk to one of my friends. I talk to you with that same intensity, the same type of passion. You know, I like to think I'm a little funny. So, you know, I hit a joke here and there. And then two, I love the Lord. So y'all going to get these scriptures, okay, one way or another. Four, understand and be okay with the fact that everything is not going to be perfect. I don't know how many times I can say it. I feel like I probably talk about perfectionism in every freaking episode, but it's that serious. It's that important. I want to make sure that this is literally ingrained in your brain, ingrained in your processes, because change is going to occur. You have to know how to adapt. If I always say this, if you were perfect at the initial start, your business, your podcast, whatever it may have, you will not be able to grow or scale. It won't. So then what would be the reason for working towards it? And now I can assure you that a year from now, my podcast is going to look completely different because what? It has to grow, baby. It's only going up from here. And so, yes, be okay with, you know, certain mistakes happening in the beginning, certain things or topics not being covered up front. Your outline may look different. That is okay. But launch it. Stop playing and just do it. Like I said in the last episode, stop playing and just do it, because what? All things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. This is there, like, no matter what happens, no matter what mistakes may occur, no matter if something, you know, happens that, you know, isn't according to your liking, understand that God has a greater purpose for it. And you have to think about it as serious as that. Yes, God is involved in everything. God, giving God the glory and is the ultimate goal. And he's going to make sure that no matter what, you're good. No matter what. This leads to my last point, which says, you have to partner with God when it comes to podcasting. Like, prayer is so critical when it comes to podcasting, when it comes to starting a business, when it comes to, you know, writing a book. You have to make sure that God is your CEO. And I've heard that term so much. God has to be your true partner and head in this, because you may have an idea for, you know, your podcast or for an episode, and after prayer, after fasting, God may take you in a completely different direction. And now, one of the scriptures that I reference a lot as well is Proverbs 3:5-6, which says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. The key is to lean not into your own understanding. Yes, you may have an idea of how you want something to look, but God's is saying, you know, yeah, that idea you may have is not what the people who I brought to you, that's not what they need. They need this. So I need you to put that on hold or completely get rid of, you know, that idea and focus on the thing that I'm telling you to do. It's that crucial, because again, people are attached to you. People need what it is that you produce. People need your content on your podcast. People need your business. People need your services and your products and your book, and people need you. And the only way that you can truly understand your purpose, understand what you should be doing is in this season, is partnering with God. Now, those were the five things. I'm going to go back and reiterate them. They were, one, podcasting is all about strategy. You have to have a plan for your podcast, for your business, so that you can work backwards and begin to outline and do everything necessary in order to achieve your overall goal and vision for your podcast. Two, identify the problem that you want to solve. Really make sure you hone in on the benefit that people are getting from this podcast. Think about who your audience is and why whatever it is that you're offering is necessary in this moment. Three, be authentic. No one wants a counterfeit version of you. People want the truest, most authentic form of who you are. Identify your it factor. Identify your point of difference and hone in on that thing. Figure out what makes you stand out and stand out, sis. Stand out, sir. Okay. Four, understand and be okay with the fact that everything is not going to be perfect. Do not procrastinate and paralyze yourself due to this idea of perfectionism, because the only person that is perfect that walked this earth was Jesus Christ himself. Change is going to occur. Adaptability is necessary. Growth and scaling is the goal. So just launch it, stop playing, just do it, and iron out the kinks afterwards. And lastly, partner with my big dog. Y'all, pray and fast, because God will show you things that you probably never even thought about and bring you into the direction that far exceeds your expectation. And y'all gonna get this money. Y'all gonna achieve these blessings. Y'all gonna obtain the success. Now what? Again, I am your accountability partner. And I can never, ever, I will never, ever, ever, and y'all can hold me to this, I will never leave you on an episode without giving you some action items. So this week, I want you to write out your goals for your podcast and for your business. A lot, like I said, a lot of the tips I gave can be beneficial to businesses as well. So if you're not interested in podcasting, really take the time to just identify the goals for your business. What are your Q1 goals? What are your quarterly, your annual goals? Like, what are your 2021 goals? And work backwards from there. Without a vision, people will perish. And then this is kind of, I don't want to say this is optional, but understand that really ironing out your goals may take some time, especially because you have to take the time to really fast and pray and consult God on these things. The last thing is identify your it factor. What makes you stand out? What makes you different from the rest? Be authentic. Last week, I asked you all to create, you know, your dope list. Look at those things that make you a dope human being and hone in on that. For me, like I said, I'm funny. So I be kikiing here and there sometime in this episode, during, you know, these episodes. I love God. I'm passionate about accountability. I'm passionate about purpose. And so y'all really get all of me with this. All of me, all transparency, all candidness. And so identify your it factor. Y'all, we are approaching the end of Q1. So really make the decision to make a shift and get serious about your goals and your purpose. We are getting things done in 2021. We are no longer playing. So I just gave you the tools, or some of them, that I learned when it comes to podcasting that you can implement if you're thinking about starting a podcast, or even if you have a business or are thinking about starting a business, you can implement there as well. Like, the time is now. Niao. The time is niao. And lastly, before I let you all go, I referenced all these, but I'll just reiterate the scriptures I want you to meditate on, which is Proverbs 29:18, which says, where there is no vision, the people will perish. Y'all, plan it out. Have a strategy for how you're going to go about this year and achieve your goals. Partner with God and consult Him regarding how to do it. Really humble yourself, because we don't know nothing. Humble yourself and be like, God, like, I really need help. I really need a strategy. These are the things I want to do. What are your thoughts about it? Can you help me with the strategy? And I promise you, I can assure you 110%, He will provide you with the strategy, because what? God is the ultimate strategist. Next, Romans 8:28, for all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Everything is going to work out. Whatever you may be going through, whatever mistakes may be occurring, whatever obstacles you may be experiencing, remember that everything is going to work out. God is so intentional in what happens. And because He loves you so much, every misstep that you may make, He's already calculating a way for that thing to edify you and bring Him glory. So don't worry about what's going wrong in your life. Focus on the God that you serve. Focus on the God who is, you know, the great I am above all things. Okay. And lastly, Proverbs 3:5-6, which says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding, in all ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your path. Y'all, do not think that you know everything, because you don't. Lean not is what the scripture says to your own understanding. There are things that God is thinking about that you probably didn't even consider. So allow Him to guide your steps. And that is what I have for you today. I pray that this was helpful. I really want us to get serious about our goals and our visions. And y'all, like I said, I am in Mexico, so I don't want to butcher this Spanish, but Vamanos. Peace. Oh, wait, before I go, one thing that I wanted to say was next week, I'm going to be going into a little bit more detail regarding the technical things that you'll need to launch a podcast, including like types of microphones, hosting websites, creating an outline, things of that sort. So stay tuned, be on the lookout. Now, again, for the second time, vámonos, adios. I am in Mexico and I'm about to go get even more tan and probably, I was going to say have a drink, but we're still debating about that. See ya!